You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now to give us the history behind a popular vehicle.
World War II produced powerful images that have lasted to this day. Many were heroic, some horrific, while others were nostalgic and positive. One of the most iconic is the Jeep, the most common military vehicle produced by the United States. Today's Jeep Grand Cherokee has a heritage that extends back to this vehicle. Chrysler's designers still pay homage to it in the shape of the grille. The Wrangler is a more genteel version of its rugged predecessor. In 1940, the War Department realized that it needed a different kind of vehicle. Rapid German victories in Western Europe and in North Africa forced the planners to consider what the U.S. would do if it had to fight in terrain that spanned from snow and ice-covered mountain ranges to sand-filled or rock-strewn deserts. No military vehicle existed that could traverse such diverse environments. The government invited 130 companies to bid on a contract to design and build a concept vehicle. The catch was that the company had to produce the prototype completed within 49 days. The specifications for the vehicle required four-wheel drive, a short wheelbase with a maximum of 80 inches, and at least 6¼ inches of ground clearance. It was to be lightweight at 1,300 pounds with a carrying capacity of 600 pounds of men and cargo. The most difficult task was meeting the maximum weight. Only three companies answered the challenge: Ford Motor Company, the Bantam Car Company, and the Willis Overland Company. Willis asked for more time to complete its design, while Bantam turned to Carl Probst, one of the best designers in Detroit, and William Knudsen, a former president of General Motors. Probst designed his vehicle in just 2 days. It complied with all the requirements except the weight limit. Bantam's entry was completed in less than the 49-day deadline. Ford produced a vehicle called the Pygmy. Willis produced the Quad, reflecting the four-wheel drive feature. Both were based upon the Bantam design. The Willis truck's engine was the largest. It also weighed almost twice the 1,300-pound limit. The Army gave the contract to Willis, which granted the government a non-exclusive right for the other manufacturers to make the vehicle. This was the kind of cooperation that allowed the U.S. to outproduce all other nations in World War II. Willis gave Ford a complete set of the specifications and plans. During the war, Willis produced 330,000 of the trucks, and Ford produced 700,000. But how did it get its name? No one knows for sure. Some contend that it was from the government designation GP for General Purpose Vehicle. Others said that it came from a type of oil-filled truck. The most popular story, and probably the one that caught the GI's fancy, was that it came from the Popeye cartoon strip character Eugene the Jeep, from the strip's run in the mid-1930s. The Jeep became the most recognizable vehicle during World War II, and many of those originally produced still exist today. Innovation and determination are traits Americans have historically demonstrated, especially in the production of this small, sturdy truck whose history matters.
The comments of Dr. Gary Joyner. You can hear him and his History Matters every Tuesday morning at 7:35. You can download his previous commentaries from our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. Gary Joyner teaches history at Louisiana State University in Shreveport. It's coming up on 20 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment on your public radio station, Red River Radio.